Good morning. Welcome to another genre-shattering episode of The Eternal Now, your one-stop shop of sonic awareness and mental gymnastics. Brought to you by WFMU.org. And I, Andy Ortman, will be your host for the next hour. The best part of waking up is Maxwell in your cup. Steve Maxwell, that is. Steve Maxwell von Brand, to be specific. That's what we just heard. The Floor Before was the name of this track. From the album Return to Monster Planet. This, of course, is in reference to his 1975 debut album, Monster Planet. And with that, we now turn to the Lemon Kittens. with her track, Popsicle.
Thank you. Mind now forever. Thank you. le rythme de la vie.
Le rythme
de la vie. Le rythme de notre évolution.
Le rythme de notre évolution.
À travers les espaces intérieurs et extérieurs. Nous nous conditionnons sans cesse.
Wir begegnen ohne
un de nouveaux épanouissements. L'espace représente une chambre, la campagne, la musique, l'esprit, la vie,
la mort,
la planète, les galaxies, les mondes, l'univers. Maintenant, nous traversons une nouvelle dimension. Percevoir entre les illusions visuelles et auditives. Entre le bien et le mal. L'espace intermédiaire,
une chambre,
la campagne. La vie,
die Dunkelheit,
la mort,
das
les planètes, les galaxies,
das Zimmer,
les mondes,
der Tod,
l'univers entre les choses,
das
représente l'océan céleste,
das Zwischenreich.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Wow. Snapping out of a trance. From that trance-like set. Good thing I wrote everything down that we heard. How about we go through this? Raksa Arabiya. That was the name of the track we just heard from Haney Mahana from a 2016 album, The Miracles of the Seven Dances. Groovy organ with that Egyptian flair right there. Haney Mahana. Before that, we heard a newish CD from 2024 from TJ Borden and Steve Flatto. The Endless Breadstick. Now, when I saw this track, my mind had to go to Olive Garden. Then, as I see the name of the album, In the Garden of Eating. Further made me think so. Upon opening up the gatefold of this CD digipack, In the Garden of Eating is a piece in four movements in just intonation. Prior to performing, the two players must consume an endless meal at the Olive Garden restaurant to the point of discomfort. The score contains text instructions as well as more traditional notation, and takes place within a specific just intonation tuning system. The liner notes are indeed notational music. A fine conceptual package. Here from TJ Borden and Steve Flatto. In front of that, Jean-Claude Risset, a computer suite for little boy, we heard there on the Decca label from 1970. Voice from the computer. Computer music. With a very colorful cover. If I choose to use this artwork, you'll see what I mean. From France, Jean-Claude Risset. Just before that, Fabor, Incubus. From a 1972 album, Infini. In front of that, Rizad Serremeta from 1988 from the Austrian Library label, Arcadia Cosmos. This is one called Electronics. But this one is just, it's too unique, it's too creative, in my opinion, to be a library record. But it's really fantastic. In front of that, speaking of fantastic, the New Blockaders from a self-released CDR in 2016, we heard an untitled track from Man's usefulness ends, not in death. The prolific and timeless new blockaders. And for that mob, 47. From the 1985 compilation, Cleanse the Bacteria, brought to you by Pusshead on his Puss Mort label. Just before that, Sore Throat from 1988. From their debut album, Unhindered by Talent, we have Our Leader's Horrendous Policies. Now More Than Ever. Before that, Brain Ticket. From a 1973 album, Celestial Ocean, we heard The Space Between. And rightly before that, we heard the Gamelan Orchestra from the village of Pilatin, Bali. The track there, Angklungen, originally released in 1952. We heard from this album, Dancers of Bali. In front of that, Rafael Flores, Piedra Que Habla, from a cassette from 1987, Commando Bruno. Before that, Jean Hoyo with Les Atonales, an excerpt from the 1981 Planets. In front of that, we heard from Juan Blanco from his 1986 album Musica Electro Acustica. I heard an excerpt from Aspiosa 2, or Dose. Before that, Skinny Puppy from Canada. Fritter from their 1988 album Vivisect 6. In front of that one, we did hear from Ernst Krennic. Figstoratorium, parenthetical spiritus intelligentia sanctus. Originally released in 1957 on the Deutsche Grammophon label. As a cute little 10-inch. We started that set off with The Lemon Kittens, a 12-inch from 1981 on the United Dairies label. Popsicle, that was the name of that one. And with that, I bid you adieu. End of another episode of The Eternal Now. Andy Ortman signing off for WFMU.org. Let's do this again next week. Thank you.